All right, so hurricane season. Not exactly the most fun topic, right? But we're diving into something today that's crucial, especially for those of you in hurricane-prone areas like, well, Sarasota, Florida, which got hit pretty hard by Hurricane Milton.
Yeah, and you know what? We're not just talking about boarding up your windows here. This is about understanding your insurance, what it actually covers, what it doesn't, and how to make sure you're not left high and dry when the storm passes.
Music to my ears. And speaking of insurance, I was going through these articles, and one thing that kept popping up was knowing your policy inside and out. Seems obvious, but you've got homeowners, renters, hurricane specific. It's a lot.
It really is. It's like you think you've got it all figured out, and then bam! Flood damage.
Yeah.
Turns out your regular homeowner's policy might not cover that. You often need separate flood insurance. It's a nasty surprise many people aren't prepared for.
Okay, that's definitely something to keep in mind, and we're not talking about a little drizzle here. Milton was a beast. I mean, one article called it the Gulf's strongest late-season hurricane on record at one point. Storm surge, heavy rain. They were even predicting tornadoes.
And that's where things get really tricky with insurance, right? It's not enough for damage to just happen. They want to see that it's a covered event, something directly caused by the hurricane that they're obligated to pay for.
So, like, wind damage to your roof, probably covered. But flooding from a storm surge, that's where that separate flood insurance comes in.
Exactly. And even when it is a covered event, let's be real, insurance companies, they're businesses. Their job is to protect their bottom line, which means they're not always going to make it easy for you to get what you deserve.
Yeah, I was noticing that the attorneys from Gid Lawyers, they were highlighting how, let's just say, creative some insurance companies can get, especially when everyone's filing claims at once.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Delays, disputes over what's covered, demanding proof for things that, let's face it, probably blew away in the hurricane. It's a whole thing.
It's like adding insult to injury. So give it to us straight. What are some of the tactics these companies use?
Well, one thing they might try is arguing that the damage wasn't actually from a covered event. So say you've got water damage, right? But it's from a leaky roof that sprung a leak during the hurricane. They might try to claim that the roof was already in bad shape and try to get out of paying.
So it's like playing detective with your own house.
Kind of, yeah. Another thing they might do is lowball you on those repair estimates, hoping you'll just be desperate enough to take whatever they offer. They know you're stressed, you just want things fixed. And they use that to their advantage.
It's like they're counting on you being too overwhelmed to fight back.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Knowledge is power. The more you know about your policy, about your rights, about the tactics they might use, the better equipped you are to handle it.
And that's where having someone in your corner, like a lawyer who specializes in this stuff, can be a game changer.
100%. They speak insurance, they've seen it all, and they can help you navigate that whole world and make sure you're not getting taken advantage of.
Okay, so you've convinced me. I'm officially digging out my insurance policy after this.
Trust me, it's better to be overprepared than caught off guard. And speaking of preparation, here's something else to think about. That deductible. You know, the amount you have to pay out of pocket before the insurance actually kicks in.
Oh, right. It's easy to forget about that until you're staring at a big fat bill. So, let's say someone listening got lucky. Minor damage, maybe just a few missing shingles, nothing major. Do they still need to go through all this insurance stuff?
Honestly, yeah, I'd say so. Even if it seems small, it's worth getting it checked out, documented. You never know what could happen down the road, right? A small leak now could turn into a major headache later.
Makes sense. It's about protecting yourself in the long run.
Exactly. Plus, filing that claim, even for something small, it creates a record with the insurance company.
Oh, I see. So if something else happens later on, you've got that history to back you up.
Exactly. You're paying those premiums for a reason. Don't be afraid to use your insurance. You know, Good Lawyers, they mentioned they're offering free consultations for people who are affected by Hurricane Milton. Have you ever, what actually happens in a consultation like that?
That's a good question. Is it even worth it if you're not even sure if you have a case?
Oh, absolutely. Think of it like a checkup for your insurance situation. You go in, you talk to them about what happened, what damage you have. They look over your policy with you, and they can tell you, hey, you've got a good case here, or, you know, this might be a bit of an uphill battle, but at least you go in with your eyes open.
So it's like having an expert there to translate all that insurance jargon and help you figure out what your next move should be.
Exactly. And speaking of jargon, there's another term I wanted to touch on that people often get tripped up on. Actual cash value versus replacement cost.
Yeah,
Have you ever heard of those?
vaguely. But refresh my memory. What's the difference again?
So, actual cash value, That takes into account depreciation. So, you know, if something's old and you need to replace it, they're not going to give you enough to buy a brand new one. But replacement costs, that's the good stuff. That helps you replace those old items with brand spanking new ones.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Wow. Okay. So knowing which one your policy has could make a huge difference in how much money you actually get to put your life back together.
You got it. It's all about the fine print, my friend.
This is like Insurance 101, but like the crash course version and with real stakes.
I know, right?
I feel like I should be taking notes. This is seriously good stuff to know.
It is. And, you know, most people don't even think about their insurance until they need it. But then it's like too late, you know?
Okay, so no more procrastinating. What are some things people can do right now to be prepared? Aside from like actually reading our policies, which I'm definitely doing.
Okay, so first things first, right? Know what you're working with, get that policy out, and look for those key terms we talked about. Covered events, deductibles, actual cash value versus replacement cost. Highlight them, circle them, whatever you got to do.
Got it. Make it my own little insurance cheat sheet.
Exactly. And while you're at it, do a quick inventory of your stuff. You could even just take your phone and do a walkthrough video of your house, you know, just documenting everything you own.
Ah, so that if it blows away, you've got proof.
Exactly. And this is huge. After a storm, if you have damage, take pictures, videos, document everything before you even start cleaning up. That's your evidence.
Like building your case before you even talk to the insurance company.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're feeling lost, call your insurance agent, talk to a lawyer, FEMA, whoever. There are resources out there. You don't have to do this alone.
This has been so eye-opening. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners before we wrap up?
Just remember, you have rights. You pay for insurance for a reason. Don't be afraid to ask questions, negotiate, and stand up for yourself. You got this.
You heard it here, folks. Knowledge is power. A huge thank you to our expert for all the incredible insights. And to everyone listening, stay safe, stay informed, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.